Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here again, adding another installation to my podcast, A Look Into My Life and How Credit Made My Imaginations Come True. Now, today I want to speak on some information I've seen circulating around social media and in our industry, the credit repair industry, about consumer files. All right. Now, I've been speaking a lot about consumer files versus consumer reports and credit reports. And I've talked on that quite a few times in this podcast because I want it to be clear. I want it to be clear that there's a difference between a consumer file, which is a data report, a consumer report, which is a report from the credit bureaus that consumers review when they're interested in seeing what's on their reports, their credit reports. And then there's a credit report where the actual creditors review when their application for credit is being processed. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up again is because I've been doing data report repair for a few years now. And I've been doing it for my high-end clients and very selective group of people because this is labor intensive, is specialized knowledge, and is easily confused with credit repair. Data report repair is not credit report repair. Okay. Now, some people are saying that data reports are all regulated by the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And the depositories for these data reports are, in fact, all credit bureaus. That's not true. I've been working with a law firm on this for a couple of years now. And the language that you use when you request these data reports is much different than what you would use when you're requesting a credit report. If you request the data report and ask that your credit report be sent to you, they will say that they do not have credit reports and they are not a credit bureau and they are not regulated by the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And you'll be sending requests for the data reports and you won't get them. There's specific language that you must use when you're requesting data reports, okay? There is specific language. And if you go to my website, wealthscorecoach.com, I talk about the specific language. I give you a letter that I paid an attorney to draft that has this specific language that's required, okay? So don't believe that you're just gonna send a credit report request letter and put the name of the data report depository in the letter, in the places where you would typically put the name of the credit bureaus and have them respond by sending you your data report. Okay, I have tons of letters from these data depositories that say, we do not have a credit report for you. There's no information in our files that relates to a credit report. We are not a credit bureau. We are not a credit reporting agency. That's the exact language they will use. We are not a CRA. All right? So you must be careful and put the right language. Otherwise, you'll be upset sending the same letters over and over and over, thinking that you're being ignored when, in fact, you're using the wrong language. They are data reports. They are consumer files. They're not consumer reports, and they are not credit reports. So be careful. If you need some more details or some more information, reach out to me. support@secretwealthscore.com. support@secretwealthscore.com. Or you can reach out by reviewing my website, where we have a limited time deep discount of $97 to be a part of the Wealth Score Academy, where we have 70 plus consumer files, data report depositories that we have requested this information for many clients, ourselves. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website, you'll see that I show a book, okay, about the size of three encyclopedias. That's how thick it is, with all of my personal data reports and consumer files that I have been requesting, reviewing, and restricting since 2016. Okay, I even wrote a book about this called The Wealth Score Expert 2 years ago, sounding the alarm to people, but I have not, you know, been out on social media talking about this, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I've done private workshops and masterclasses over the past couple years where I talk about it in the workshops and the masterclasses, all right? But because this is specialized knowledge and is something that I've done for my high-end clients after they've gone through the credit repair program, only a select few people I've offered this service to. So I have now recently been reviewing this material with the general public and have websites about it, all right? And I even have a new book coming out called Scores of Data Reports. Scores of Data Reports. All right. That new book will be published here in the next few weeks. All right. And I go into more detail about the data reports in the book. All right. So I look forward to seeing you in the Wealth Score Academy. As I said, we have a limited time offer, a deep discount for $97. I think I started to say that, but I didn't finish. But for $97, you can gain access to the Wealth Score Academy for 30 days. All right. And that's a limited time offer. All right. So you can go to wealthscorecoach.com. That's wealthscorecoach.com if you want to enter the Wealth Score Academy. All right. Thank you very much. I look forward to the next podcast installation. And I look forward to seeing you at the next masterclass or workshop.